Doctor Who, The Mobius Trap, Episode 2.
So it was you all along. There never was any real Del Maestro.
You know this man?
Yes, we've met before. He's possibly the most evil man in the galaxy.
Why, thank you, Sarah Jane. Such flattery from one so discerning as yourself. But you are, however, wrong about Antonio Del Maestro.
You mean there is a real one?
Oh, indisputably so, my girl. In fact, I think modesty permits me to reveal that he is actually with us as we speak, in this very room.
But there's no one else here.
Take a look there, on the chair, by the writing desk.
Chair?
Now do you see what I mean?
That's horrid! You've shrunk him!
Matter condensation, my dear boy. If it's any consolation to you, you would have felt little pain.
You beast! You absolute...
Enough! Unless you want to be the next to join him, you will now both follow me. We're going for a journey down into the cellars. It's not luxury, I know, but I think you will grow to like your new home in time.
You're not going to just leave us here.
Indeed I am, and you can count yourself lucky I'm not going to dispose of you in an altogether messier fashion. But you may yet be of use to me, so the pleasure of killing you has been postponed for the time being.
Use to you? What do you mean?
Well, suffice to say, once my plans have been brought to fruition, there will no longer be any question about who is the most powerful force in the galaxy, for good or bad. I intend that you all shall play a part in making my name forever synonymous with all that is evil. So for now, my friends, farewell. Oh, and one word of advice. I wouldn't attempt to escape through the old catacombs. Believe me, what lies at their end is far more unpleasant than your current situation. Farewell. Farewell!
Beautiful day, boss. Don't you think so? Not a cloud in sight.
Maybe, but it'll be a whole lot more beautiful if I could count on you not messing up the unveiling of the statue. We only got through yesterday's premiere by the skin of our teeth.
Yeah, don't worry. Nothing can go wrong. But you just pull this rope here. Curtains will drop. Everyone cheers. Couldn't be simpler.
For you, maybe, but I have a speech to do after the mayor says his piece.
Speech? All you have to do is say, God bless this statue and all who sail in or something, and pull the cord.
I'll thank you not to be so flippant with me, Jenkins. It's not a responsibility to be taken lightly.
If you say so. Have you seen the statue yet?
Oh yes, it's quite a good likeness of Mr. Maestro. I think he'll be quite flattered.
Well, I hope for your sake he is.
What do you mean by that? I'm not afraid of Del Maestro at all. And don't you dare suggest...
Yes, boss. All right, come on then, what's next?
I'm off back to my room to prepare my speech. You do what you like.
Mmm, bacon and eggs and toast and... Mm. Is it ready yet, Sarah Jane? Oh, just a dream. Typical. Why do you never cook breakfast in reality, Sarah Jane? Oh, pa, the girl can't hear me.
Master?
Oh, it's you, K9. Are you volunteering to cook breakfast instead?
Negative, Master. I have no need for sustenance.
Not for you, you metal mongrel. For me and Sarah Jane. You know, I reckon you could do some pretty mean fried eggs with that nose laser of yours.
Negative, Master. Mistress is not here for breakfast.
Sunny side up, K9. Sunny side what?
Mistress left at 0135 hours this morning.
Left? Left? Where did she go?
Mistress did not indicate, Master.
Typical. Isn't that just typical? Well, you better stay here for now, K9. I better go and hunt for Sarah Jane. I do hope she's not got herself into any trouble.
Oh, what have we done, Morris? Now just look at us. We should have waited for the doctor.
Don't worry. Once the doctor and my father work out we're missing, they'll send out search parties for us. It won't be long before we're rescued.
I don't think so, somehow.
Hey, do you have a hairpin? Or paperclip? Something like that? Because I used to be quite an expert at picking locks. Misspent youth, you know.
Maybe. I've got a hairpin. But it's pretty tricky to pick up with these shackles on.
Atta girl. Right. How about... that?
That was almost too easy, though.
What do you mean?
Do you really think the master would let us escape that easily?
Yeah, sure I do. Come on, let me open your... Now let's get out of here.
Hold on, Morris. What was that the master said about the catacombs?
They're old tunnels the brewers and winemakers used to use for transporting barrels. Back when there was a good trade to be made in those things. Well, they're like a maze. They run beneath the whole city. Oh, and I didn't realise they stretched out this far to the island.
No, I meant he said there was something horrible down there.
Now look, it's not going to be any worse than being locked up here for the rest of our lives. Now help me find an entrance.
What would you say to a wooden trapdoor?
I'd say that sounds like the way in.
It looks a little rusty. Come and help me lift it.
I was thinking more along the lines of, it is my greatest honour. You know, stressing the weight of the task and how humble I feel.
Oh yes, Mr. Gribbin. Excellent idea. Tell you what, why don't you go straight away and write up those excellent words of yours and, hello?
Oh, there you are. I found you at last. I tried your home and your wife said I might find you here.
Yes, Doctor. I'm just discussing tomorrow's unveiling of the statue with the manager here. You look quite distressed. What's wrong? Yes, Gribbin.
If you don't mind, sir, I have to leave right away now. Goodbye.
You certainly seem to have scared him off. What are you so anxious about?
It's Sarah Jane. I woke up this morning and she was gone. Her bed hadn't even been slept in. I was wondering if you'd seen her.
Gone, you say? That's most curious. Just left on her own?
Left, yes, for sure. And I did originally think on her own until I visited your house.
Come again?
Good gracious, you don't know?
Don't know what?
Your wife told me when I visited. Morris has gone missing too. She was most distressed. She only found out when she went to bring his breakfast. And just like Sarah Jane, he'd vanished. Bedclothes not even ruffled.
Oh, well, this is most serious indeed.
So you're as much in the dark as I am?
I have little idea where they'd be, no. There's a couple of places Morris occasionally can be found, you know. Teenagers, they need their space sometimes. It's probably worth checking to see if his bike or his boat have been taken too. That might give us a clue to where he's gone.
It's a start, I suppose.
It's all we've got to go on for now, Doctor. Seeing as the manager has scurried away now, I'm free for the rest of the day. So I suggest we start hunting right away. When I find that little scallywag boy, I'm going to give him a thick ear.
And the final calculations are complete. How do you like that, my little pet? I knew you'd agree. Soon the feeble-minded inhabitants of this place shall be under my control, and then my great creation, my pièce de résistance, will take shape. Yes. You understand well, my child. Once my tribute to evil is in place, you shall have free rein again. That is what you want, isn't it? What is that? More flesh? I talk of glory, and you can think only of your stomach? But fear not. I've arranged some hunting for you already. A sporting challenge for you to feast upon. No, you imbecile creature! Not this one! I have two much more succulent offerings on their way, but you must be patient. You can come in now. You have my word it is safe.
Master?
Come forward into the light, where I can see you. There. Do not be afraid of my rather ferocious associate. He is entirely under my control and will not harm anyone without my bidding. But what news of a statue?
The unveiling is still on for tomorrow. I've got my speech with me. I think you'll like
it. Silence! Do you think I care for your speech? All I need to know is the time and location. Has the statue been moved at all?
No, it's still where it always was. I think it's cemented into the ground now. The workmen were doing it yesterday.
This is good news indeed. And the time?
I'm set to unveil it at precisely 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, providing that Mr. Del Maestro makes it there in time.
Don't worry, I'll make sure he's there.
What about the telephone box you mentioned?
Have your workmen bring it to me here as planned.
Of course, sir.
But be careful not to be seen. I realise stealth is probably beyond your capabilities, Gribbin, but let me just warn you. If you let me down, then my little pet here will have a few words to say, won't you, my child?
Okay. Can I go now?
Yes. Away. Away. Leave me now in peace to prepare my finale. Soon shall commence the final act in a play that, I flatter myself, even Lady Macbeth would find macabre.
Yeah? Well, if that stupid moggy strays onto my garden again, I'll make sure it never leaves.
Trigger with you, damn selfish woman.
Me? Selfish? I like that. You better watch it, Buster, or I'll make sure you or your rotten cat never walk again. Goodbye.
Yeah, way to go!
Yes, well, I finally had enough of their cheek. The time comes when you've just got to lay down the law.
It's uncommonly aggressive of you. I must get you to have a go at telecom while you're in such a forty mood, but it worked wonders with our crackly phone line.
Yeah. What were you watching anyway?
Some war documentary or other. I found it in amongst my tapes. Can't for the life of me remember recording it.
Like you'd actually know, what with the amount of junk you tape. Hey, isn't that a town hall there?
Huh? Ah, yeah, you're right. Or it certainly looked like it. Well, I bet there's 100 worlds in this part of the galaxy with buildings like that.
Unlikely. I don't remember anything about a war in our school history lessons, do you?
This programme's set only 50 years ago, so there's your proof.
That's it. Over there, Doctor. And if there's no sign of him here, then I don't know what we can do.
No, me neither.
Little rascal. I should be spending this time opening a new market, not looking for that pesky child. I had to call it off, you know. I'll just have to make do with Mike Fish, the TV weatherman, instead.
I'm sure he'll be an admirable substitute.
And if his speeches are anything like his weather forecasting, he won't. Come on, then. Let's get this door open. The boat's gone. Now where's that dratted child made off with it? Doctor, what have you found?
Any friend of yours?
That's old Fisherman Alf's cat. He was ever so fond of Morris, follows him everywhere.
Poor thing must have been locked in here by mistake.
That must be it.
Are you going to come with us then? There now.
Oh, you're not taking the animal, are you?
Only until we can reunite him with his rightful pet.
Pet?
Oh yes, pet human that is. Cats are very independent, you know. I like to think that the human is their pet, not the other way around. Canine likes talking to them, you see. Amazing all the stuff you can find out with the right interpreter.
You don't say. So where are we heading now, then? I'm stumped.
I've got a hunch that I want to check out. Where's the TV station around here?
TV station?
Don't worry, all will become apparent very soon. Trust me now.
So, my captives, how does dungeon life appeal to your tiny minds? Ah, maybe not so tiny after all. So you managed to escape, eh? We'll see how long it takes before you come crawling back, and then maybe, just maybe, I'll let you back into my prison if you beg enough.
Hello? Hello?
Charlie says, could we speak to the head of public service broadcasting, please?
She better come up.
Works every time.
Ah, Mr. Mayor, what can I do for you today?
Just a few questions we'd like answered, really. Won't keep you long.
Sure thing, fire away.
Ah, yes. Well, what it is you see is we were wondering about this new wiper program thingy of yours.
Great, aren't they? Wonderful idea. Do you know, I watched The Three Thieves of Esteron for the 12th time last night. Still didn't know what's coming at the end. Gets me every time when that bloke pretending to be his.
Indeed, quite an ingenious idea. Especially for such an art-loving race as yourselves. My only question was, who puts the wiper programs together? I mean, how are they done?
Now, well, that's a tricky one. They're not really, done as such, I would say.
I beg your pardon?
Not our job, you see. Del Maestro oversees it all from his production studios. We don't get to touch it. He holds the patent.
Doctor, is this leading somewhere?
Yes, it is, though I don't like the direction it's all pointing in.
But I fail to see what all this has to do with finding Morris and Sarah Jane.
If my suspicions are correct, then one swift visit to Mr. Maestro will be enough to throw things sharply into focus. Though I don't think you want to be there when it happens.
What? Leave me out when it starts getting interesting? You dare. Come along, we'll visit Alf. Give him his cat back and ask him if he'll row us out to Del Maestro's island.
Yes, okay. No, wait a second. I have a far easier way of getting there. Ever travel by phone box before?
No, you're just being surreal.
Why can't you go back down there and get him yourself?
Because it's not my job to run errands. That's what I employ you to do.
No. You employ me to fix, nail, saw, rewire. I don't recall any mention in my job description of being your retriever.
Then consider your job description changed or terminated, whichever you prefer.
Oh, whatever. Anything for a peaceful life.
Good, you can't miss them. They're clearly marked speech notes. But I must have them soon. The unveiling's tomorrow.
Where'd you say you left them?
Down in the basement on a barrel next to the old grape press. Only be careful not to fall into it. It's quite a drop down there.
Now what do you think I am, stupid?
I decline to answer that. Now go!
Yeah.
Oh yes. And did I mention to watch out for the flesh-eating monster?
So you're telling me that this phone box of yours is actually a...
time machine capable of traversing the relative dimension of time and space? Yes, roughly. Though it's not quite how I'd have put it. You'll get to see any minute now, because it's parked only around this Hold on a second.
Did you say it should be around here?
Well, it was the last time I left it.
Looks like it's gone AWOL, and I'm beginning to think that it's not the only thing round here that has.
No, I swear to you. I parked it round here. And nobody else could have got into it to fly it away. Not with canine on guard.
Well, I'm sorry about your missing phone box, Doctor, but time is really pressing on now. We could have already got Alf to row us to the island by now, but I think it's just too late to try. Tonight's the autumn equinox. That means summer's at an end now, and warm evenings are no more. It'll have to wait till tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh no, this is getting worse.
I'm afraid that's just how it's going to have to be. And what with the unveiling of the statue in the morning, I'd say it'll be the afternoon before you get a chance to pay the island a visit. Unless, of course, it's him you want to see, in which case you should be there in person.
I don't trust that man, and I'd like to find out a bit more about him first.
Not really going to be possible, I'm afraid, Doctor. Chin up, though. Who knows, perhaps Morris and Sarah Jane will return later today anyway.
Maybe.
Are you okay for somewhere to stay now? I wouldn't want you left out here in this bitter cold now you don't have your phone box to sleep in. By tomorrow, the temperature will have plummeted to almost zero. We've one last day of warmth left at most.
I'll be okay, thank you. I've got some local currency on me. So I'll find a guest house to stay in for the night. What time's the unveiling of the statue tomorrow?
11 o'clock. I trust you'll be there.
I will indeed. And then afterwards, we'll pay your fisherman friend Alf a visit, eh?
Certainly. Okay then. Be seeing you, Doctor.
Yes, cheerio.
They run on for miles and miles, you know.
That's most encouraging. I really want to be lost in endless catacombs. Know anything else to cheer me up?
Don't be like that. It is good because it means that sooner or later we'll have to come to an exit, to a building that connects with the catacombs. No, pubs, breweries, public buildings, they all had access to these tunnels at one point. I've even seen the photos of the old war days when they used them as shelter from the bombing raids.
Oh, there was a war? You seem like such a peaceful race.
Well, we are now, but we learned the hard way, let me tell you. I covered the boy in my second year history course at college.
What was that? It sounded hungry.
I don't know. Listen carefully.
I really don't like it, Morris.
Yes, we can hardly come back now, can we?
What did the master say about there being something horrible at the end of these tunnels?
Now, we don't know that for sure. He's probably just trying to scare us into not trying to escape or something. I mean, that noise, it could have been anything. Could have been a tape recording the master set up to deter us. I vote we carry on and see. Sounded like it came from down here. Are you coming?
Oh, very well. But we better be deadly quiet in case we do disturb whatever that was. Hey! Over there! Can you see it? It's the TARDIS!
TARDIS?
Don't worry, it means we're safe now. Morris, come on, let's go!
No, wait! Hold on a second. There's voices. Can't you hear them?
No.
Any voice?
I know that man thinks he is.
He hears him. Gracious.
Notices us.
The only way out is back into that cell.
Shh! It's better than being eaten, isn't it?
Okay, I'm with you.
Welcome back. How I've missed your company. I trust my hungry friend persuaded you to return.
We came back of our own free will, but we don't intend to stay here long.
Ah, such indignation. I admire your spirit. And only wish I could provide you with grounds for optimism. But unfortunately, I fear it is inevitable that you will have to stay here and be part of my creation.
Creation? Since when have you created anything? Your only interest is in destruction.
No, you have me all wrong, Sarah Jane. I can be quite artistic when a mood strikes me.
Meaning?
Meaning that soon I shall have an interesting artistic tribute to show. Nay, involve the people of this planet in. But you must wait until tomorrow, when the statue is unveiled. Then all will become apparent.
You mean the statue of Del Maestro in the town square?
The very same, my observant captive. It shall be the beginning of a fascinating spectacle. You'll miss the premiere, but maybe you'll get to see it when it comes round again.
Sorry? You mean like how we watch programmes again with the wipers?
No, not quite. For I'm amused by your analogy. You want to know more? Then allow me to indulge in my own. You, take this.
An envelope.
An old gas bill of mine. How I despise them. Chop it up.
Now you've finally flipped.
Oh, pardon me. What an oversight. You'll need scissors, of course. Take these. Now, chop a section off the side of the envelope. What do you have?
Impending gas disconnection for this house?
Humour doesn't suit you, my girl. Take the paper strip, lick the gum, and make it into a loop.
Is this leading anywhere?
You naturally want to know more about my plans for this world. I'm showing you. Now do it!
Okay.
But put a twist in the loop as you go.
There. And I don't think this is the only twisted and loopy thing in this dungeon.
Good. Now cut the loop carefully in half along its length. Now, do you see?
Hey, oh, that's quite neat, actually. Look, Morris, there's now two loops joined together.
Oh, yes. Where do you learn that trick, then?
There's nothing new, my dear boy. They're called Mobius loops. It's a simple enough principle and works quite well in paper. I, however, prefer a more permanent medium in which to practice my craft.
I don't like where this is leading.
See this? This is time at work. The hands of my pocket watch move in an infinite circle, but time, alas, only in a straight line. I intend to change that.
Oh, I get it. He's going to do the same to time as you did to those paper loops.
Oh yes, that is indeed part of my grand plan. But you should see the bigger picture. Two separate time streams looped together for eternity. You, unfortunately, will be left behind in a less pleasant loop, while I escape and free the normal time vortex so the whole of humanity can admire my creation. I can see it now, a world adjacent to ours, trapped forever in an endless cycle of war and famine. And at its center, a statue, a tribute to my evil genius.
Sarah? Sarah? Wake up! Wake up! What time is it?
Oh, it's you.
What time is it?
Hold on. My watch says 9 in the morning, but my body clock says middle of the night.
We've got to move fast then. The statue unveiling is in 3 hours.
I know. If only we could get a word to the doctor.
Then let's try again to get past that creature. It's our only option.
Morris, I hate to say it, but you're right.
Maybe it's asleep or something.
Oh, you needn't worry. I've asked my pet to refrain from eating you. You have nothing to fear.
Oh, it's him.
Yes, but I can't stay long. I just hate to think that you'd miss the beginning of something so historic. Consider yourselves free to go.
Does he mean that?
I mean it. I'm true to my word. Now go, before I change my mind. Go on.
Can't you sense it, Charlie? Yes, I can too. All around us, a cloying air of... Huh? No, not evil, you morose moggy. Fish. A cloying air of fish. God only knows how the locals put up with the stench round here from the docks. Oh, but it's hopeless. I've looked everywhere. Hardly got a wink of sleep, and where did it get us? Exactly. Well, it's almost 11 o'clock now. So we've got an appointment with the mayor. He's got that statue to unveil. And then afterwards, we'll get you back to your master. Eh? You'd like that, wouldn't you? I know.
Not here, Gribbin. Tell me you're not serious.
There's no sign of the man at all.
Well, Del Maestro or not, the unveiling can't wait any longer. I'll just have to apologise for him not turning up.
Tell them he was taken ill.
Okay, it'll have to do. Come along. Are you ready for me to introduce you?
I've got my speech right here.
I do hope you've kept it short, Gribbin. We can't hang around here all day listening to you.
Don't you worry now, Mr. Mayor. It'll all be fine.
Here we are. You sit down there and be a good cat, okay? It's time for the mayor's speech.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we commence, I have a little bad news for you. The person to whom the statue commemorates, the playwright Antonio Del Maestro, has unfortunately been taken ill and couldn't make it here today. But, all the same, the show must go on. And so, without further ado, I'll hand you over to Julius Gribbin, manager of the Del Maestro Playhouse, who is going to unveil this monument to our country's greatest literary genius. Please, give him a warm welcome.
Thank you, kind citizens of Rallodon, and thank you to Mr. Ernest Tottlewaite, our loyal mayor. Being but a humble servant of the community, I feel under stress what a great honour it is for me to have been chosen, probably out of hundreds of potential candidates, to be the one person with the weight and responsibility of unveiling this great new statue. I hope it will serve as an icon, a beacon for the future to light the way for others to climb to such artistic heights as our most reverend Master of Arts, Antonio del Maestro. Thank you, thank you. So without further ado, I give you the new Del Maestro Monument.
That's not Del Maestro!
What?
It's a car! It's someone else!
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'll bear with us for one moment, there seems to have been a slight mix-up, somehow.
I recognise that face on the statue. I should have guessed. Come on, Charlie, we must go and warn the mayor straight away.
It seems that the master for once was telling the truth. No sign of that monster. It must have gone off to sleep.
Lucky for us, yes. Come on, these stairs here. This is the way out. I can hear people outside.
Ah, daylight and fresh air once more. I can't wait.
Me neither.
But none of this makes the slightest bit of sense, Doctor. I mean, renegade Time Lord, what in heaven's name is that?
Doctor!
Father!
My God, it's those two. And where have you been hiding all this time?
It's the Master. He's here. He locked us up. I thought we were never going to see you again.
It's true. It's all true. We must go and find the Master immediately, Doctor. He's plotting something unspeakable.
Not if I have anything to do with it.
That's the man over there with the mayor. The one who pushed in the theatre queue. Are you coming, Mark? I'm going to have a word with him this time.
Yeah, that man's asking for a black eye behaving like that. He'll have him covered. Friends with the mayor or not.
And the theatre's not all it seems either. You should go down there into the cellars.
We left him behind in the dungeons beneath Del Maestro's house. But Doctor, it was horrible. He killed the real Del Maestro, shrunk him to the size of a puppet.
My God, the man sounds an absolute bounder to me. Come along, we're going back into those dungeons to stop that man once and for good.
Oi, you! You with the silly scar!
Uh-oh.
What have you been doing now?
You think you're important, don't you? Pushing in front of my wife like that, stealing the last theatre tickets.
It's okay, Doctor. I'll deal with it. Look, I can assure you, you and your wife will have royal box seats for the next performance. Will that do?
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
Okay, okay. I suppose that's more reasonable. We're coming with you now, though, to pick them up.
Then we all go together to the theatre.
There she is.
Is that your missing phone box?
Yes, it was right under my nose all along. Well, it's good to have her back again. Door seems to be a bit jammed, but I'll worry about that later. What we need to look for now are any signs of the Master.
The Master? Who's that?
The man who that statue was really modelled on. If indeed it was a statue.
You guess well, Doctor.
The Master.
I hope you enjoyed my little substitution. That Del Maestro man had such plain features, so I improved it a little.
So, you've taken up stonemasonry as your latest hobby?
Nothing so mundane. I simply materialized my TARDIS around a real statue. Unlike your ridiculous machine, you may recall my chameleon circuit is still intact.
Look, hold on. Just what is going on here? Have you got the tickets for me or what?
Stay where you are. Believe me, I will not hesitate to use this gun on you if necessary.
You're a madman!
You don't know the half of it. There have been all kinds of mad things happening recently, and I wouldn't mind betting this man is behind them all.
Should you be noticing the effects of my little social reprogramming scheme, Doctor?
Social reprogramming?
He means the wiper programs. Don't you remember? The man at the TV station said Del Maestro was behind them.
Yes, it's true. He, of course, used them for benign purposes, but I found a more creative use for them. Observe. You, come over here.
Me?
Yes, you. Now I want you to recite all you know about the last civil war.
Civil war? There was no such thing.
It was only the last century. She can't possibly have never heard of it.
And what about the winter freeze, which occurs every 30 years?
Oh, don't you start now. I've had enough of that nonsense from the neighbours.
See how she knows nothing of the horrors to come and of the horrors of the past. Her and thousands like her will be quite unprepared when the winter is upon us next week. And soon, desperation will set in. Food and fuel shortages, and then famine, drought, and disease. With no knowledge of the past, it won't be long before they make all the same mistakes again. A new war will break out in a battle for survival, but this war will be won in my honour.
So that's what you meant earlier.
Yes, my dear child. And now you see the true beauty of my plans.
Sarah, you know more?
Yes, he said he was going to loop time like one of those paper strip games, only then he split it into two, leaving this world trapped in a cycle of endless war and famine.
Yes, and at the centre of it all, a tribute, a statue of his creator.
But that's impossible. To manipulate time like that, you'd need...
two time control elements, one for each half of a loop. Exactly, Doctor. And believe me, I am most grateful for the donation of your TARDIS to such a worthy cause. Oh, yes, Doctor. You and your silly time machine both have a part to play yet in my plan.
I won't do it! Whatever you want, it's out of the question! I won't be part of such an abomination!
Yes, you'll do it, Doctor. Of that I'm sure. Allow me to persuade you. You lot, you fools that follow the Doctor around like sheep. Down there, you see a large press?
What?
It's a disused grape press from the days when this place used to be used as a winery.
Correct. And now all of you will climb down into it. Do as I say.
Master, you can't!
No harm will come to you if you do as I say. But if you disobey, then I shall be forced to use this gun. Now, all of you, climb down into the grape press. Thank you. That should make sure that you don't go anywhere. You now, Doctor, will do exactly as I tell you.
And if I refuse?
Then you would leave me no choice but to start up the mechanism on this press. I'm sure you wouldn't want your dear friends to be crushed to pulp now, would you?
I won't let you do it!
Now, Doctor, stay where you are. I have his gun, remember?
You murderous villain!
Mobius Trap, written by Howard Richardson and starring Andy Haynes as the Doctor, Matty Rasanason as Sarah Jane, Damian Brooks as the Master, Daniel Whittle as the Mayor, Howard Richardson as Morris and K9, John Greenwood as Mr. Gribbin, and Jenny Bell as Kate. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Music and effects were by the Floor 10 Radiophonic Workshop. This has been a Floor 10 Audio production.